This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Tim joins us for Blown Off. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Hi, Tim.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Tim. Are you getting blown off?
I'm getting blown off, man. Well, let me just tell you. I met this girl at the Taekwondo class. I take Taekwondo.
Oh, Taekwondo. Oh. That's great. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wax on, wax off. I love it.
So, I've been there a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this girl, she was, like, you know, holding the board. You know, I was... she came from another class. Her name is Fiona.
She came from another class.
Yeah. She another class, like, if it's, like, a different time.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Like, I was helping her out. She was helping me out. I was holding the board, and she kicked me, and we laughed about it. So after a couple
That's so
weeks,
romantic.
it was funny, you know? So, we had a good time, and I decided I was going to ask her out. We just went, like, down the street, down from the class, had a couple of bites to eat. And, you know, it was great. I thought it was, you know, awesome. So then I asked her out again, and she said, fine, that's really good. You know, good. She went out with me. And then I got sick, so I couldn't, like, talk to her, really. I called her, I'm not feeling good. Let's go out next week. I did. I tried to call her again, and that was it. She couldn't go out. Then all of a sudden I figured, okay, all right, she couldn't go out. You know, I was sick, so it made sense.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So are you better now? Like,
I'm better. I'm all better.
Oh, okay, good.
I tried to ask her out again, and she wouldn't go. I was like, what's going on?
Right.
So she's like, no, I can't go. And I was like, all right. So then I figured I'd see her at class.
At Taekwondo class.
The class.
Oh, she changed the class again.
She changed the class again.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, she can't be avoiding me. We had a great time.
Well, she's obviously avoiding you.
Yeah. So what did you talk to her? Did you text her? Did you get in touch with her at all?
Well, I tried to, but she just, like, blows me off.
Right. All right. So how long has it been now since you've seen her?
2-3 weeks.
Wow.
Huh. And it's all since you've been sick. You didn't see her after you got sick.
Yeah.
All right, that's a bummer, man. All right, well,
yeah,
that
sucks.
Yeah, maybe you need like an immunity booster or something. Let's call her and find out what's going on, okay?
All right.
All right, it's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We're going to call Fiona in just a minute and find out why she's blowing off Tim, why she even changed her Taekwondo class twice to avoid him. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, let's do this. Here we go. Listen on the line. Don't say a word.
Hello?
Is this Fiona?
Yes.
Hi-ya!
Excuse me?
Da-da!
Oh, my God.
Hi, Fiona. How are you? You take Taekwondo.
Who is this?
Oh, sorry. I guess I should have led with that.
Yeah, probably.
Sorry.
Psycho.
Fiona, good morning. My name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hi, Fiona.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Seriously.
I
love you guys.
Oh, you do? Oh, yay. We're so excited. We love you too. Listen,
this
do you have
so
a minute?
Weird.
Isn't it weird? I know. We're weirdos. We're weirdos. Hey, do you have a minute to talk to us live on the radio?
Okay.
Megan has something she wants to ask you.
Yeah, Fiona, we were actually just calling you about a dude that you went out with that you met at your Taekwondo class. His name's Tim. Tim seems to think you're blowing him off, and he really wants to know why. Because you switched classes, didn't you?
Yeah.
Why?
Did you try? Are you trying to avoid him?
I mean, like, it's not a big mystery. It's kind of disgusting. He has lice.
He has lice?
He has lice, like on your head, in your hair.
No, I know what lice is. Luckily, I don't have any hair, so I haven't had it in a while.
Wow, really?
How do you know he has lice?
He told me. He was like, oh, I got sick, and it was like the first thing he said.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Wait, but I don't understand.
Wait. Tim?
Yeah, it's Tim.
Oh, my.
How you doing?
No, are you serious?
I don't have lice. I had it. I told you that.
Okay, first of all, regardless, it makes me want to throw up in my mouth.
Okay, all right, hang on. Okay, no. Tim, you okay? Tell everyone how you got lice, Tim.
I'm a coach. I coach kids,
uh-huh.
And one of the kids, or actually a couple of the kids, ended up having it. So I, you know, I got it from them.
Fiona, I kind of feel like at least he was honest with you and he really told you what was going on. You know what I mean? It's not like it's permanent. Lice, you can get it taken care of.
No, but it's disgusting. I mean, like, and it gets into everything. I mean, like, did you have to, like, boil your sheets? I mean, did you have to clean your carpet? Did he do all of that? I mean, it could be in his car.
Yeah, that's true. Did you clean your apartment, too? I mean, are there any concerns?
That... I mean, I cleaned. You know, I cleaned the apartment.
Yeah, did you? Because you're supposed, really, what you're supposed to do is pour gasoline on your bed and light it on fire for 5 minutes.
That's what
that's a safe way to go about it.
Well, then you put it out. I mean, after.
Right.
No, I took care of it. I did what they told me to do.
Okay.
You know?
And Fiona, you're just concerned now that you're gonna get lice as well.
It's like the thought of it literally makes me want to vomit. It's so disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty gross, but it's not really like his fault. He just got it from the kids, you know. It's not like.
What's to say he's not going to get it again then? And then what, I constantly have to be living in fear that, you know, he's going to, you know, bring lice into my house?
I coach kids, you know, I can't help that. You know, they sometimes they get lice.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you coach kids professionally or is that like a volunteer side thing?
Yeah, it's like a side thing.
Oh, okay, so you don't have to coach the kids. You could give it up so that the lice is contained to them and you don't, that would put Fiona at less risk, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, I like doing that.
Yeah, you don't have to quit your job.
Well, it's not a job. It's just like a side hobby is helping these kids with, you know, build their sporting.
It's not like every time a kid gets lice in school, the teachers have to quit. Like, that's ridiculous. It, like, happens.
Exactly.
No.
You're not willing to give up coaching these kids to go out with Fiona and put her mind at ease.
I guess I could.
All right, Fiona, if he said, screw you, kids, would you be okay then going out with him again?
No. Like, the damage is done here. I still don't even know if you really, like, got it all out of his house or his place.
Yeah.
Oh,
Fiona,
or...
we had such a good time.
Yeah, we had a good time before I knew you were infested with lice.
Yeah, okay, all right. Hang on.
Oh, my God.
340-9595, 800-475-9595. We'll be right back.